Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Chris Cantwell of ChristopherCantwell.com.
Nice plug, buddy.
Yeah. Because you don't work them in like Ian does. I gotta force them in.
Yeah, well, you know, if I cared more about you, I probably would do it.
All right. I gotta care for myself. It's this greedy libertarianism on air right now.
That's exactly what my last date said.
855-450-3733. So, Cantwell, Ian, by the way, is off this evening, so he's off doing something I'm sure that he considers to be very important, whatever it might be.
I think he's going to see a movie.
Yeah, well, good for him. Oh, he's going to see The Jupiter Ascending, as I suggested.
Yeah, I saw he had posted the trailer to Facebook earlier, which looked pretty cool. I didn't get any clue as to what the movie was about, but it looked very cool.
I'm going to call it Matrix for the ladies. It's I'm going to give it 4.5 stars. I saw it over the weekend. I think it's really great. I'm going to go see it again. I think it's really, really quite a good movie. It's perhaps not as groundbreaking as Matrix was. I mean, Matrix up there was Star Wars, you know, and
right.
It's a pretty impressive movie. But this one's really good. So
excellent. Anyway, it looked very compelling.
Now you and Ian went to the State House today. Apparently, they were talking about some issues there. They were trying to raise the minimum wage. This is happening across the country, all kinds of places where people want to raise the minimum wage because people can't make a living on minimum wage.
Well, exactly. And so we went up there, and they were actually entertaining 4 different bills pertaining to the minimum wage. As I understand it, New Hampshire does not have its own minimum wage law. They are obviously subject to the federal minimum wage, but New Hampshire does not have its own. So and I just think that's amazing coming from New York. I just thought everybody had a minimum wage and it varied from place to place. And of course, I mean, like I said, we're still subject to the federal minimum wage, but they were entertaining 4 different bills. Between $8 an hour and $16 an hour.
Sure.
$16 an hour minimum wage. And I was just absolutely floored. I mean, that is the highest single minimum wage proposal I have heard yet. And I've heard some high ones. And of course, the minimum wage as a concept is absolute garbage. But, you know, if you have it a little bit lower, then there's a lot more room for the market to maneuver.
Yeah.
Somebody seriously proposed in the New Hampshire state legislature to have a $16 an hour minimum wage.
This is one of the real problems with the federal minimum wage is that, I mean, you know, in rural Mississippi, wages aren't the same as Manhattan or Anchorage, like there's at San Francisco. These places, they're different. And if you're going to ascribed the concept of a minimum wage, you would have to say that, you know, different economies would need different ones. It would be like, for instance, if you go to rural Cambodia, set up a factory making tennis shoes, and you begin to pay everybody $22 an hour, the richest, most intelligent people in this country will quit their jobs, doctors and politicians, and you know, everybody will quit their jobs to come make tennis shoes for you.
Right.
Because it's the highest paying job in the land. So, yeah, I mean, you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, if you went to Cambodia and made the minimum wage $22 an hour and tried to make everybody as wealthy as doctors and lawyers, well, you're going to have some problems with that. And one of the things that I brought up to the legislature was simply that, look, every single time the minimum wage gets raised, what happens? What they go in there and say, person after person after person, goes in before the legislature and says, people can't live on minimum wage. They can't live on a minimum wage. And this is the thing that they come up over and over again, and they talk about all of their hardships. And these are, you know, heartbreaking stories of families who have trouble deciding whether they're going to pay for food or pay for heat. And it's a problem. And they do make a lot of points that you say, wow, I wish there was something we could do to help these people. But if minimum wage is not enough to live on, well, then raising minimum wage just means a lot more people are going to be minimum wage earners, right? Think about this. $16 an hour minimum wage, that means that people who make $16 an hour now are going to be minimum wage earners. And you know what? These people are right. You can't live on minimum wage, no matter how high minimum wage is. If you take minimum wage up to $16 an hour, and the other thing that they brought up throughout the entire thing, everybody who goes up is says reading statistics on who minimum wage earners are, right? Because they think that everybody, they always say, it's not just kids who are earning minimum wage anymore. I'm like, well, no S. Right? Because minimum wage is now $7.25 an hour at the federal level. Of course, it's not just kids earning that anymore. It's people who would work for $7.25 an hour in the absence of a minimum wage.
Well, so, also, yeah. You have to look at it from the standpoint of a business owner. Sorry, Rich, I'll let you get to it in just 1 second. As a business owner, if you're paying, let's move minimum wage up to $10. If you're paying $10 an hour for a job, then and you get a middle-aged person, you know, like, I shouldn't say middle-aged, a 27-year-old who's got a family coming in.
Middle-aged, what am I?
Yeah, you're in trouble like me. If a 27-year-old comes in versus a 16-year-old, the chances are good you're just going to pick the 27-year-old for the job because they've just got better life skills, generally. And the 16-year-old then continues to not have a job, potentially gets in trouble, or just doesn't get training for jobs, and, you know, at some point or another, they'll get one. But your minimum wage is intended to employ, you know, for students. It's for maybe immigrants that can't speak English very well, ex-convicts. I mean, people that are integrating into society, that's who that's for. It's not for you to earn a living wage on. I understand it must be very difficult to, you know, live on a minimum wage, and I get that some people have to get one or two jobs or something like that, but the economy contracted and the minimum wage stayed the same, and that kept costs higher. Now, if minimum wage was able to contract, or if wages were able to contract below minimum wage, then you would have the costs for businesses doing business to be lower. Now, that might be able to help with some of the downward pressure on wages.
I've actually just formed an organization called the Union of Unemployed People, and our intent is we don't care that you're making a low wage. Well, we don't have a job. So I'll tell you what, once everybody has a job who wants one, then we'll worry about, you know, low-paid workers. But by that time, let's face it, we won't need to worry about low-paid workers because grown-ups will be working grown-up jobs and making grown-up wages, and teenagers will be working for McDonald's like it was when I was a kid. Working for McDonald's is not a grown-up job. You can't raise a family on the wages of a job that is not a grown-up job. So if you can't get a grown-up job, grow up.
Well, I would think that the managers and people that are doing, you know, certain tasks at McDonald's, that would be sort of grown-up work.
Well, yeah, and as you advance, that's one option, is you go in as a person without skills and you work for McDonald's and you advance. The other thing is I've been hired a couple of times by contractors when I've worked for McDonald's because they came in there and they saw that I was working and I was there every day and I was presentable, and they said, okay, this is the kind of guy we want working for us, and we pay more, way more than McDonald's does. We know this, so this is a good guy to hire.
Yep.
I made the point to the legislature today, to the Labor Committee, that I actually work quite a good deal and get paid quite little money, right? Like, I work for less than minimum wage. I'm putting in 12 and 16 hour days trying to make something happen for myself. I come into Free Talk Live, I basically do this in exchange for promotion that you don't give me, and then
at ChrisCantwell.com.
ChristopherCantwell.com, get the name right. I don't have ChrisCantwell.com. I can't. Someone else owns it, and right. I'm not about to get into a bidding war. So, but in any case, So, you know, I come in, I do Free Talk Live basically for free. If you guys decided, like, hey, Chris, you've been doing a good job, we're going to give you $3 an hour, that would improve my situation a little bit, but it'd be a crime to do so under the federal laws. It's right. Absolutely
sick. I think we should do it as an act of civil disobedience. Somebody should start paying Free Talk Live hosts $3 an hour.
I can pay you zero, but I can't pay you $3 an hour.
Sick.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. If you have something to say on the minimum wage, We welcome your call, or, you know, it's Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever is on your mind. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And on Skype, our username is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send us a user request. We'll click on it when we notice it. And then you can call in after that and sound generally quite a bit better on Skype. So there you go. lrn.fm is our username. And Valentine's Day. Time is running out. It's getting really close. It's Saturday, and you don't want to mess around any longer. The fact is that you can go to berries.com, berries.com, and get probably the most delightful Valentine's treat that your loved one has ever gotten. And by the way, it doesn't have to be, you know, your Valentine. It can be your mom. Moms love to be recognized on Valentine's Day. Your kids, you know, whoever it is, they're going to love Sherry's Berries. They're chocolate, white, and dark chocolate. All the berries, big, delicious berries that are always sweet. They get the premium ones, and they're not like the grocery store ones, which, you know, can, half of them are sour. These are delicious. Just go to berries.com. There's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You click on it and enter coupon code FTL. If you do that, you get the price, $19.99, which is over 40% off of the retail price. And for $10 more, and I highly recommend you taking this option, just the $10 more, go for the $29.99 and double your berries, because they're so good and you're really going to enjoy them and you don't want them to go away. It's berries.com, berries.com. The microphone's in the upper right-hand corner. Click in on it and type in FTL. And get your Valentine some delicious berries right now, because, you know, you don't want to have to think about this again. Berries.com. We were talking about the minimum wage. Cantwell, you went to the State House, and they were bandying about all kinds of information, that sort of thing, and you thought you'd bring a different opinion to light.
I did, and so as we were saying before, I mean, I'm in a position really where I actually work for less than minimum wage. I'm putting in very long days and making very little money because I hope to make something out of it. If somebody were to buy my website, if they were to buy my YouTube channel and pay me $6 an hour even, this would be a crime. This would be something that somebody could get prosecuted for under federal law.
It's really important to point this out, that you can work as a one person for a company and make less than minimum wage here, and everything's fine. If you hire somebody and pay them exactly what you're getting paid, then you've committed a crime.
Well, exactly, and this was the thing. So at the State House today, Ian was taking video, right? So Ian is just there to be an activist, you know, but if I were to say, hey, I need you to come to the State House with me to record me to somebody, I'll pay you $5 an hour, I'm committing a crime at this point, you know? And, you know, it's this thing that you have person after person after person get up there and say, people need a pay raise. Believe me when I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I know this better than anybody. But it's just the policies, the way that they try to do it, to have the state force people to pay things, is just making it a situation that you can't pay someone a reasonable wage for the job that it is you need them to do. You create, like I said, they wanted to bring it up to $16 an hour. I mean, you can't hire someone $10 an hour to shovel your driveway then.
A lot more 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds are working for minimum wage than they ever did when I was a kid as a percentage. There's no doubt about that. But the question I need you to ask yourself is, if that is the case, what the hell are the teenagers working at? And the answer is,
the teenagers aren't working at all.
The teenagers aren't working. They don't get to have jobs because the 20 and 30-year-olds are working for the minimum wage jobs, and the teenagers are displaced. The minimum wage displaces our young people, leaves them incapacitated and unable to enter the marketplace. When they do enter the marketplace, people will say, you don't act like a 20 or a 30-year-old. Well, no duh. They were kept out of I started working at 12 years old.
Likewise.
And, you know, I'm a pretty darn good employee. People snatch me up whenever they get the opportunity. Back before I worked for myself.
Well, there's
you're not a good employee anymore.
Well, you know, I work for me.
I've got these stats that I pulled up here, and these are some of the things that they were reading off from the. This is from the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute, and they say. What people think, they think it's a minimum wage earner, they think is a teenager who works part-time after school, lives with his parents, and he's just trying to earn extra spending money. What they say is the reality is that 72% are not teens, they're 20 or older, 36% are 30 or older, 59% are women, because, you know, that's supposed to change the way we think of things. We're supposed to raise the minimum wage because estrogen. 14% have children and 32% work full time. And I'm like, well, of course, if you keep on raising the minimum wage, then what are you going to create? You're going to create a situation where an even greater percentage of these people are minimum wage earners, right? Mm-hmm. And if you, if I live in a place where nobody has any money at all and I have $10, I'm the richest man in the place. Right?
Sure.
And if I live in a place where everybody has $100 and I have $10, then I'm the poorest guy in town. When you increase the minimum wage, you're increasing the floor. You're increasing the bottom rung of society.
Some people are going to do better. If you raise the minimum wage, some people are going to do better. Some people are going to lose their jobs, and all of them are going to displace people that would work for less. And then also the all the people that are earning between currently, if it's $8 an hour, then and you move it to 16, everybody who's making between 8 and 16 gets moved up to 16, and that's great. But the people at 6, you know, are going from 15 to 16 aren't making that much more, and the people moving from 8 to 16 are making significantly more, and nobody's getting a raise for a very long time.
Right. So the guy who just got his wages doubled for doing nothing, for walking into a voting booth, is getting a considerably bigger pay raise than the guy who worked his way up to $15 an hour already, but they're not going to give the $15 an hour guy, they're not going to double his wages because they've got all this extra labor expense. It's absolutely sick what happens.
The bottom line is the correct wage for a job is the lowest wage that will bring you a sufficient number of people at sufficient quality to do that job.
Right. The
lowest
wage.
No other just wage.
The lowest wage that a qualified worker will do the job for. And if we're talking about sweeping a floor, then you're going to talk about lower qualifications than if we're talking about designing a nuclear facility.
But if you eliminate unemployment, if everybody's got a job, then you have to pay somebody more than he's already making in order to hire him and expand your business. So once the job market tightens up, wages will rise naturally, but we'll be a lot more productive then.
I can't remember the number, but there's many states where basically welfare is better than working at minimum wage as far as dollars and cents. Let's go to Joe in New Hampshire. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I just heard you guys talking about the minimum wage, and I just wanted to call in to see, I guess there's this, kind of movement online that's kind of gaining steam, and in kind of liberal circles, and I think you might end up starting to see it implemented, at state levels, or at least starting to discuss at state levels.
Okay, hold on. I want to hear about this movement, online. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, or our username is LRN.FM. That's as in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM on Skype, and you can call in there and sound really great. It's really nice setup. You know, the wonders of modern technology. And speaking of the wonders of technology, there's been a giant leap forward in the technology of currency. And that is Bitcoin. It's so much better than fiat currency. It'll take time for integration, but it seems well on its way. There are many people who are working very hard producing lots of different software applications and these sorts of things for Bitcoin, and it's got the momentum to do what it is that I hope it does. And many of those people will be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference with me on March the 28th and 29th, that's this year, in downtown Austin, at the Moody Theater. It's a really great venue, and it's going to be a really great time. Lots of speakers. There's just too many to really mention. But if you want to find out about Bitcoin, or you know about Bitcoin, you're going to love the lineup there at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go see it at texasbitcoinconference.com. I think the most exciting part about the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is they're hosting the $1 Million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. So they're going to have a hackathon for people that are building, like I said, these software applications, and they're coming up with different ideas in the realm of Bitcoin. Last year, they split the $1 Million prize among four companies. I'm excited to see what comes out of the hackathon this year. I think it's the most exciting thing annually that happens to Bitcoin, and it's really, really exciting. You can get tickets to go. It's only $150. And if you use coupon code FTL when you register, you'll get a $25 discount. So, you know, off your $150 ticket, it brings it down to $125. $25 of that $125 goes to Sean's Outpost, which is the charity we've picked among the charities that they had to have, our donation go. So a fifth of your ticket price is going to Sean's Outpost. So it's really great. You're going to help feed homeless people. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com. Come hang out with us. Hang out with the Bitcoin elite. This is the premier Bitcoin event of the year. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Please go sign up now. Let's go back to Joe. But by the way, it's Mark.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
Yep. And we're talking to Joe about minimum wage. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
So there's a bunch of liberals, and I guess the first time I ever heard of it was probably about a year ago, and they want to basically rebuild the existing framework for social welfare. So say you did it at, like, the federal level, their proposal would be to eliminate the minimum wage, get rid of it entirely, eliminate Social Security, Medicare, all those programs, any food stamp programs, all that stuff, right?
Yep.
And they want to replace it with this thing called basic income.
Yep.
Ever heard of this?
Yes, I have.
Yes, Robert Heinlein wrote about it decades ago.
Everybody gets a certain amount of money, just for having a heartbeat.
Yeah,
as welfare systems go, it's probably, in my humble opinion, the best one out there.
Yeah, of welfare systems, I'd say that's the case. But what about people who, for instance, they're barely drawing breath, and maybe they've got mental disabilities and all kinds of stuff. There's some people that are still going to need more than whatever it is that they're handing out.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and vehemently disagree that there's anything positive about the basic income guarantee. Were you trying to continue your point, Joe?
Yeah, you probably should.
So I kind of liken it to the conservative version of this would be the fair tax, right? It sounds all great in principle and everything, like, yeah, you can just eliminate the IRS and everything will be great. But, the government's never going to implement something in an efficient way. Like, they aren't just going to get rid of all these bureaucrat jobs. And, they can make the claim, oh, yeah, we're just going to eliminate all the social welfare and we'll replace it with this much more efficient system of basic income. But it's never going to work out that way. Like, the other welfare programs will start to creep back in. People will propose more legislation, just like the fair tax. They get rid of the income tax and it comes back. And then, or whatever version that gets passed will be some, corrupted version of what, the idealistic bill would have been. So, look at Obamacare, right? No one really likes Obamacare, not even the liberals. I mean, that's not what they wanted. They wanted universal health care, right? But they got this thing that was basically a big giveaway to the insurance companies, and it's a giant disaster. And that's the best they could do, because no one can agree in the government on what to implement.
Well, so, yeah, basically politics is a game of compromise, unfortunately, and what you end up when you try to compromise a market is you compromise the market. And what I would say, though, is that I don't like to look at a policy, whether it's good or bad, based on how likely it is to pass, right? I mean, I'm an anarchist. I want the abolition of the state. I think it's terribly unlikely that the Congress and the New Hampshire state legislature are all going to get together and be like, yeah, we want to put ourselves out of jobs, right? But I still think it's the best policy. The basic income guarantee, unfortunately, as I see it, let's just pretend that we can pull this off, right? We're just going to repeal all of these social welfare programs and minimum wage.
Bureaucrats with all those jobs deciding whether or not you deserve to get whatever the money is they're handing out.
Let's just say that we get rid of all the existing programs and replace it with a basic income guarantee. I say that this is the worst case scenario. I think it's a terrible, terrible idea, because the last thing I want is a more efficient welfare state. I don't want the welfare state to be really good at handing out money. I don't want it to be easier for people to go and line up for money. I don't want to have hand cash over to heroin addicts who can't maintain their jobs. I lived in New York, and for a period of time I was a drug dealer. Dope fiends would come sell me their food stamps to get at like 75 cents on a dollar so they could go buy heroin and stuff. I don't want to give these people cash and make it more efficient for them to turn their welfare subsidies into drugs.
Yeah, so, when I was a kid, at one point in time in my life, I knew a bunch of people that basically had, you know, guaranteed roofs over their head and a guaranteed amount of money every month, and we called them teenagers, and they were just, frankly, some of the worst, most vile, individuals I knew. They had, you know, poor social skills because they didn't have to work with others, and, like, you know, they wanted to spend their time doing art or in a band and a variety of drugs, you know, and a variety of things, and then we all realized we're going to have to get jobs and grow up. What income does, what a job does, is it forces you to be productive. And that's really good for a society.
Yeah.
Basic income guarantee seems to me like it would do the opposite of that.
Right, exactly. It removes a great deal of incentive. I mean, look, if you have to go into the grocery store with EBT, right, like, it's bad enough they changed it away from food stamps. Now you've got the EBT, it looks just like a debit card. But, you know, it used to be you're going in there and you're paying with food stamps. There's a level of, like, shame involved in that. You don't feel good about doing it. It's at least a motivation to get off of it. If you've got to file for Section 8 housing or whatever housing subsidy you're going to do, you've got to go down to an office. You've got to fill out a form. You've got to sort of, like, beg for the money and stuff like that. These are all disincentives to go pick up those benefits, and I want those disincentives there. I don't want a more efficient welfare state where somebody just, like, turns a certain age and is like, okay, it's your turn to pick up your paycheck from the state, pal. Congratulations.
The nice thing about it is it would do a lot less damage than what is in place now, and you could call that damning by faint praise.
What's the damage?
For example, you lose your argument for a minimum wage once you have a guaranteed income. You lose your argument for socialized health care because people can go out and pay cash to buy their medicine, their medical insurance, and then if they choose not to do that, well, they chose not to do that. And so I think it would be less damaging, but most importantly, even people who are drawing benefits would be able to go out and work a full-time job if they wanted more. And I'm kind of arguing this from the point of view of the UUP, which is that I want to see everybody who wants a job have a job before I'm even worrying about what the lazy bastards are doing.
Joe, thanks for bringing this up. I think it's been really great. 855 450 free. Tell me what the good ideas are, or the bad ideas, behind a universal, what is it?
Basic income guarantee.
Basic income guarantee. I'm trying to forget it already.
Also known as the social credit scheme.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian says he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
And Rich Paul.
We have archives at freetalklive.com going back for a very, very long time. It's like a decade worth of shows there. 3 hours a night, 7 days a week. It's not exactly right because there was only 6 days a week for a time. But anyway, there are a lot of shows available at archives.freetalklive.com, and you can go get them for free. I know those other shows out there that they want you to pay for their podcast archives. We don't do that at Free Talk Live. If you want more audio, you want more Free Talk Live, sometimes it's fun just to go back and, you know, if you like Free Talk Live and you listen quite a bit, it's fun to go back and listen to how the hosts have changed. Go back 7-8 years and listen for a few episodes and just sort of hear the differences between the hosts.
I've entertained that a number of times. I haven't gotten around to it, but I want to go back. I think I've been told 2005 I can go back and listen to Angry Ian.
Yeah, Angry Ian and Status Mark.
Yeah, I remember something about driving me to the town limits and making me walk back.
I think it's a far better
420 rally.
It's better
than what they did.
But, yes, it's better than going to get incarcerated. Yes,
but I'm old.
That was my recommendation for the 420 rally at the Pumpkin Fest, as Rich Paul was led the 420 rally there, and I suggested that as far as the families and all these things, that you guys, that the police not arrest them, but just take them all and drop them off at the town line and make them walk back. back or something.
See, the funny thing about that is I wasn't even going to go out and smoke at Pumpkin Fest, and then the mayor made an announcement that anybody who went to Pumpkin Fest and smoked would be arrested, so I went to Pumpkin Fest and smoked, and for once a politician didn't lie.
I wouldn't have expected him to lie on that one.
Yeah, he was. Well, I tested him. He was honest.
So this this idea of a universal basic income, I think it's very interesting. It's been trotted out, you know, every few decades or whatever. It comes back around. I don't think it's ever going to get much real purchase. But I think that incentives are important. I don't know about you guys, but the reason I didn't continue to live at my mother's house was because I wanted to, I don't know, have time alone with young women.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was the reason I left. And I'm sure there's some people who have some situations where, you know, it's just fine to bring it, like, everybody's going to be comfortable. Everybody's comfortable with young ladies coming to the house, including the young ladies. But, like, maybe if you've got a separate entrance or something like that. But most houses aren't designed that way, and most families don't really look at it that way.
Yeah, when I went back to New York for a little while, I ended up staying with my folks for a period of time. And, I mean, my mother was even cool with it. She's like, you know, if you want to bring women back here, whatever. And I was like, I'll go get a hotel room. I'm not going to be banging chicks in the room next to yours. Is the last thing I want is for you to even know about that, much less
hear their anguished cries.
Yes. You know, they scream for help and somebody's there to hear them. I mean, this is the last thing I need. So. But that's exactly what it is. The basic income guarantee, and this is a thing that is interesting to me, that it actually does pick up some amount of traction in libertarian-leaning circles, right? Because there's this whole pitch that, well, this would just be a more efficient welfare state. Once we do this, then we won't have all this bureaucratic overhead of welfare and the Social Security system and section housing and Section 8 and HUD and all these different programs, right? And they're like, you just give them, you know, $400 a week, and then you don't have to worry about any of this other stuff. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Of course you do. Like, even if we just got rid of all the programs tomorrow and replaced it with the basic income guarantee, what immediately begins to happen is people say, the basic income guarantee isn't enough. The basic income guarantee isn't enough. What do we have with minimum wage, right? Minimum wage, they raise it all the time. And every single time they say, it's not enough. It's not enough. Nobody's ever going to be okay with whatever your fiscal policy is. Whenever they can get more from the government, whenever the government will give them something, what they say is, more, please.
Yes.
More, please. Right. Or more accurately, give it to me. Give it to me. You owe it. I'm entitled.
Yes. But it's a guarantee, right?
Now, of course, strategically, you have the revolutionary and the evolutionary strategies to consider. The revolutionary strategy is what Karl Marx recommended, which is you should make capitalism as bad as possible so that the revolution comes sooner. And the other strategy is kind of the anarchist who acts like a minarchist strategy, where he says, well, I'd like to have no government at all, but I'd like to make things as good as I can so long as there is a government. I'd like to keep it as small as possible. So there's, you know, pretty much two ways you can look at strategy.
I'd say I'm the latter. One of the reasons that I'm more the latter
than the former too.
I advocate for smaller government because I liken it to slave ownership. I mean, you know, the government to me is very similar to a slave owner or a king with his serfs or whatever. You know, I call it soft slavery. Certainly, it's not as harsh as you know, the way slavery's looked in the past, but it's still inside of that paradigm. And the, you know, I mean, if I can have three lashes instead of four, and I can advocate for three lashes instead of four for everybody else, I'm going to advocate for three lashes instead of four. But, you know, if we're talking about three lashes with this type of whip or three lashes with that type of whip, it starts getting into the minutia, and I kind of feel like this basic...
Well, the whip can make a big difference. I'm not going to tell you how I know that.
I'm sure it's the case.
Well, I mean, personally, I'm an attack on all fronts kind of guy, right? I mean, I am not hopeful that my discussing things with the politicos in Concord is going to turn around and make the legislature behave better, right? But I'm willing to give it a shot because I think it's a useful educational effort. When I explain to people why raising the minimum wage or even having one is a bad idea, and put the stress on having one is a bad idea, I don't care what the minimum wage is, it's a bad idea that shouldn't exist. But the but that's an attempt. I don't think that I'm going to change the minds of the legislature in Concord. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. But I'm going there, I'm recording it, I'm getting it out in front of other people. When I went and I talked to the Bitcoin regulators, the same thing, right? I'm making media, and the idea being that these are useful educational materials for other people out there, and make that the revolutionary change, if you will, that people are going to show people that things are already that bad. Like Karl Marx trying to make capitalism so bad that people would rise up against their state and have a bigger government, right? In my case, I just want people to realize it's already that bad, that these people are already controlling every single aspect of your life, that there is nothing that they will not insert themselves into. And when you go and you
and are not even good at it, right? Like, that's really, really important is that this minimum wage has currently, as it exists now, has driven young people out of the labor market. And that's what the Union of Unemployed, what is it?
The Union of Unemployed People, yeah. Yes, it's absolutely about that. Not just young people, but everybody. I mean, they outlaw whole professions. There should be people out there working as prostitutes who don't have another job, and they should be free to do it as safely as they can manage, and that probably means doing it openly.
In many countries, this is the case, right? Like, prostitution's legal. In Nevada, it's legal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad thing if somebody who doesn't want to make their living that way has to make their living that way, but it's better than starving.
Right. This is, I've had a friend, some guy I talked to, I don't know if he's a friend of mine, but an individual I talked to, and he was talking about how when he was in Thailand, he went to see the brothels, but he wouldn't participate because he doesn't want these girls don't really want to be here doing those things. And I'm like, you know, those girls are there because the alternatives suck.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether they want to do that job or not, what they want to do is they want to make money. So, admittedly, the best thing you could do is give them money and leave them alone. You didn't do that either.
Right. Right?
So yeah. You did the worst thing that you could do for them, which was stand there and haughtily refuse to do business with these ladies.
Yeah. If you don't like somebody else's best option, don't take that option away. Give them a better one. If you think their best job doesn't pay well enough, then start a business and pay people better. But don't take away the job of a low-paid worker because you don't think he makes enough.
Do you have any idea how badly I wish I could be a prostitute? Like, if I could just, like, if I could have sex with women for a living. They
oh,
don't
no,
even have to be pretty
oh,
women.
I was going
to
say, see, until you
I know where
women,
you guys are
going to
take
possible.
It. I knew you were going to take it there.
You see, this is the wild world of male prostitution. There's a really remarkably small percentage of males that are going to get paid to have sex with women.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of women who would like to, you know, whore for hot guys, too. But hot guys don't need prostitutes unless, you know,
yes,
like,
we do.
Like that one guy. Who was it? He said that he was paying them. He didn't pay them to come over. He paid them to leave.
Exactly.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hillary here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.